Well, good evening. Welcome to Conscious Thought with Leo on BBS radio talk show. And I'm your host, Magdalena Winkler. Good evening, folks. And Lily, I really wanted to welcome you immediately. Good evening.
Hello, Magdalena.
Thank you for showing up. Listen, I'm so excited. And I also wanted to kind of acknowledge, I know you have a huge followers on the Facebook. And hey, folks, welcome to the show. They are so awesome. Hey, Lily, listen.
Yes, they are.
I know. Listen, I just wanted to, you know, thank you for being on this, for accepting my invitation to be on my show, because I'd love to bring people, you know, who can help and participate, you know, in the conscious living and bring great information so that can help other people too. And I have to tell you, I am so delighted that you are bringing just this huge, fresh air of great new information. So thank you for doing it.
Well, thank you for allowing me to speak about it, because this is something it's very personal. It's just my personal journey of self-discovery that I am sharing with everybody who will listen. So thank you for having me.
Exactly. And this is the reason, because remember, we were kind of trying to figure out, okay, what do we want to talk about? And we decided we wanted to talk about the personal healing, beginning humanity for the new Earth timeline, and why we are doing it. Okay. And the reason is you will talk about the soul harvesting. So what I will wanted to do here is that I wanted to give you the stage and start from, you know, from the beginning. How did you actually got even involved in that? So people will get a little idea, because a lot of people are asking, well, where is she getting all this information? So tell them.
Okay. well, I sort of stumble on my own spirit. And how I stumble on it is because I've, like many other people, lived this life and knew that there was something that was not complete about me. I didn't feel whole. And so as my journey began and to try to find myself and find the spiritual way of being, because the wholeness, I thought, it was in being a spiritual person. So I went on my spiritual journey, and I went through a lot of different spiritual teachings, and I've learned and experienced a lot of different information and different techniques, and eventually got into the whole ascension movement on the planet. And through experiencing all that and learning all about that, I had come to a sort of a dead end, because I could not find my spirit in any of those teachings.
And Lily, I wanted to interfere immediately here. This is exactly this part of your sharing story what really caught my attention. And that's what is so fascinating. And that's the one of the primary reasons I wanted to have you here.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. That's pretty amazing to me.
So you want me to talk a
no,
little
no,
bit?
You can, no. You can continue the story. I just wanted to kind of tell you that was the primary piece when I started to really listen to your story.
Oh, okay. You know, in that seemed like once I got to the point where there was nothing else out there for me to find my spirit, or find a life, a spark of life. I end up, just by myself, with all these belief systems and all the beliefs and all the spiritual teachings that somehow through learning all of that, I have deconstructed my own belief systems, because I end up with very little beliefs at the point in my life where I thought, what do I do now? And it so happened mm-hmm. that I do enjoy being in nature a lot, and just being in nature and being around trees seemed to to do a lot of good for me emotionally. So I was broken down because I felt like I've hit a dead end, and there was nothing for me to become whole. So for me, it was either I will never become whole, or I try, you know, what do I try now? Where do I go? Where do I find my wholeness? And I was in nature, and I connected to the planet, and my spirit woke up within me. The planet had woken up my spirit, and I realized that my spirit was here all along. And my source of information for past, future, and present was right there beneath my feet.
You just had to learn to decode the energy, correct?
Yes, and I realized that the planet was a mother of my spirit. Our organic son was the father of my spirit. And here I was having access to both of those bodies energetically. I knew that, oh, I am whole. I just need to have the mental realization of that. And it took me a while, it took me years to work through it and reconnect to the planet in the way to where I could access the core of the planet with my spirit and connect that deep to the planet. And it took a lot of work, and I mean a lot of self-healing. In which way? The first step of self-healing is to drop all these belief systems, because the belief systems will not allow you express yourself through spirit. Your essence will not be able to express through your spirit existence, because the belief systems are very strong and they keep you locked in the overlay reality. And so it took a lot of work to let go of all this belief systems. And when you look at it, for me, being just a simple individual that is trying to create a simple life on the planet and enjoy a life, it was difficult for me because we have so many belief systems. We have so much of this outside reality putting pressure on us that we are supposed to be this or that or that.
Absolutely.
It seems like because of what over the years, what I figured it out is how this overlay reality works and what's the purpose of this overlay reality, that it is a harvesting system. And this harvesting system is very, very clever because it has to lie to us. They have to tell us lies and manipulate us to give them their energy, our essence energy, our spirit energy. And so just working through that little by little, but at the same time, what it does to a person, it strips you raw of who you are, and you become just the spirit. And then you got to turn around after you drop all those belief systems and understand and realize that this is an overlay reality projecting itself on you, trying to make you to do certain things. And then your spirit is so much more powerful than that. And so expressing through spirit, first stage is dropping all belief systems, and then you got to learn how to create your reality.
Lily, but this is a very good point here. But this is so difficult for people who are living in the mental, in the head, in the mental realm. They cannot understand what you're talking about, because there's a missing a disconnection from the emotional and from the emotional aspect and from the feeling to feel the earth and feel your own self inside.
Yes, it is because for most of us, and especially for those of us that are do get really involved in all the spiritual teachings, and especially the ascension and that type of movements, what happens is we create so strong beliefs that our spirit is so smushed that all it is becomes is the battery source for the energy that supports those belief systems. And then our spirit cannot create or cannot see what's going on because it is only becoming a battery source, a power battery for other reality, for somebody else's reality, for the invading forces reality.
And at the same time, does it have a voice? The spirit doesn't have
The
a voice.
spirit, yeah, it doesn't have a voice because your voice has been, in most cases, what happens is our voice and our whole mental body and even emotional body and our physical body, it gets invaded by those forces, by the invading forces, and then our spirit just has no voice. All it does is it's try to express itself, but what we have through this overlay reality is a lot of entities, attachments, a lot of technology that is, through whole of our physical body. There's a lot of etheric technology. There's a lot of etheric technology that we have installed ourselves through doing all kinds of ascension techniques. Those are strictly etheric implants that are going to be taking our energy and using our spirit energy as a source of energy. So when we have all that within us, it is difficult for our spirit to express itself in an organic way. But I think it is time for, and this is why I come on shows like yours and other shows, is to share my experience, to share how I found my own spirit, how I give my own spirit a voice. This is the reason why I share it with people, so then
Yeah,
they
you have a
can.
great, Lily, I have to also add, you have a great way of explaining. It's so simple, but it makes so much sense. This is why I like the information what you're putting out, because it's so easy to connect the dots if you have already some information.
Well, thank you. I try. I don't have the greatest English, but
Listen, don't worry about that. Don't
you
worry
know how
about
that
that.
is.
Oh yeah, tell me about that. No, just continue. Yes, absolutely. I love it.
My intent is to, by speaking out, is to give people that the chance so they can turn inwards and give their own spirit a chance to express itself. Because our spirit is the essence of us. It is a human part of us. It is the part that is connected to source. It is very powerful energy. We're given this essence, this spirit, through the planet. Because we were born on a planet that is very special because it is connected to source. Our planet is connected to source. And so we are because we carry the essence of the planet within us. It is our spirit. And you know how they say when you the little baby when it's born, it is as powerful as atomic bomb.
Wow.
That is our essence. That is the power of in being a human being. That is a power that we've been used and abused for. And as you can see in our system, in our matrix system, everything and everything works against your essence in which way for you not to realize or recognize your own power. Humanity has been disempowered on every level of our existence. On every level of our knowledge, on every level of our religious establishment, government, and so on. We have been, the number one thing is that this system has is to make sure that we never recognize or realize our own power as human beings. And everything, including the spiritual teachings, and that's why when I speak up, sometimes people say, well, you're negative because you talk against people that are trying to help humanity. When you have as much power within you as atomic bomb, how is an alien on the ship going to help you? Do they have more power than you do? I don't think so.
But Lily, one thing, what I would love to add to this is that I think the reason why a lot of people are maybe saying that you are negative or whatever their comments are, they don't have the entire information. And I think a lot of time when you are missing information, you cannot see the bigger picture.
Yes,
You need to know the both sides, the positive and negative side, I would say at least.
and the spirit expression and how we heal our own personal matrix system is through our spirit that comes from a different sort of point of view, and it comes right in between the positive and negative. So, spirit expresses sort of in between, and we spirit expresses living light. So for that, you cannot, when your spirit expresses living light, okay, that light is cannot be projected at you. So everything then for that, everything that is projected at you is not your reality because it's not expressed through you. And this is the one thing that people have a hard time of letting go is letting go of their belief systems because they're afraid that they're not powerful enough to express true organic living light.
But there's
And
also
this
quite a
is
bit of, Lily also is an identification beyond that about them, don't you think?
Yes, and what is happening is because the belief systems are is a control system of this matrix reality. So all the belief systems that any of us have, and you've been in this community, you've been in spiritual community, you understand how some of those belief systems can be really, really strong.
Oh, yeah, trust me. But also, it's amazing when you have to give up everything. But the point is, this is why I'm saying from my own personal experience, is that when you actually recognize how you identify yourself and let go, everything changes.
Absolutely. Everything changes and
Exactly.
it is like you being born and having a whole new life. And this is why some people like to call this a new timeline, although it is us humanity being able to express our living light and express our reality is nothing new. We have done this before the matrix system was installed here on this planet. We had we had a reality that was expressed through spirit and it was incredible time, but then we had the matrix system installed.
Lily, question to you. When do you think, do you have any timeline when was I actually the metric installed?
Well, during the Atlantis period,
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
when that society was invaded and then manipulated and all of that stuff, and then the matrix system was installed, and that's what we call Atlantis disaster. Because it actually the matrix installation created a disaster on the planet because they had to do an instant pole shift.
Oh, flipping.
And so but that's a kind of complicated mechanics of how that was installed, but it was installed through this inorganic consciousness, these beings, as we know, the gods or the Anunnaki gods, or you know, angels and all of that stuff. That's actually, this is a beings that are dying and they don't have a physical reality to express because they're disconnected from source. So they don't have spirits. They don't have a spark of life within them. So that's why they don't have biological bodies most of the time. And if they do, it is usually a hybrid.
You know, Lily, this is a you know, to me, this is not a new news or new story, but for a lot of people who never heard about this kind of stuff, I think that's pretty shocking. So how, you know, how you deal with this kind of stuff?
How do I a lot of people get shocked and they want and you know, and they want sort of fight me and say that's not how it is, but And that's okay because what we're having on the planet right now, our planet is awakened. She's truly awakened to that point where her spirit, her own spirit, has awakened, and she had agreed to have this overlay reality, and now she herself, the physical body of the planet, has release herself from this entrapment. And right now, there is really is a matter of time for humanity to realize that. For those of us that are here on the planet, if we're going to stay on the planet, we eventually will realize which was overlay reality at that we are moving out of it. And we are deconstructing matrix system. It's just a matter of time. And you can see right now, there's a lot of this beliefs and all this tries to reinstall this matrix system again and entrap the planet and humanity again into this overlay reality to where we give our power to all this external beings. This system is dying. The matrix system is dying. It is falling apart. But the same system is running through people's their own blueprint. I mean, the chakra system is the overlay reality, energy sucking system. That's what it is. So what is happening is some people are still very attached to it, but eventually when there is no, they'll realize more and more and more. And about a year ago, I said that probably by 2017, there's going to be much bigger groups that are going to wake up to a more collective healing and realizing, okay, I'm a spirit. My essence is source connected. So for that, I am source. For that, I am creator. For that, I can create a living light existence. So we're going to have more and more and more people. If I didn't believe that we're going to have more people waking up to themselves, I probably wouldn't be talking to you right now. So for that, I trust my planet because Earth is letting me know that it's not going to be easy. It is going to be a very difficult period for humanity because this overlay system had created a lot of problems and a lot of people are sort of, their energy is all broken down. And this is why I keep talking about that the only way we can get out of system, matrix system, is through healing ourselves and learning how to express through spirit our reality. And this way we will push out all this, as I call it, astral trash. It will be
We are too fragmented. Yes, definitely. We are too fragmented. And I love one of your videos you were talking about that humanity reached actually the how far can we go with the fragmentation. That was a nice point.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you know what I came to that? I have to add to you, add to you, and I don't know what you think about that. When I hear that you were saying that we reached this point of fragmentation, would that be a one of the point that we are actually then moving in the transhumanism? Because we reached a human fragmentation, and now we are going in something involving transforming into something else.
Yes, because this inorganic consciousness is actually one, this whole matrix system was with intent on their part, was on an intent to take our bodies over. And because this is an inorganic consciousness, so it's like a machine. So, you know, all the way it expresses, it's all through through the technology and through our etheric technology. This is how it experiences a biological existence. So, all this transhuman agenda is this is all to prepare humanity for this takeover, so this consciousness can invade our bodies fully, and then our essence would be just the battery, and then we could never be able to express our own reality here. This is they basically wanted to steal our existence.
But Lily, but then we are going actually back to the point of what happened to the Atlantis. You know, at some point, then we are dying out. You know, because you know, machine is the limitations. How far can you live with that?
Yes, and that I mean you can't when you are disconnected from source like that, like this consciousness, you gotta constantly feed yourself with energy somewhere, you know, and you don't have connection to an unlimited source of energy. So what is happening, it's eventually they'll you know, they know that they can only use your body so much. And then it's going to die out. And then I don't know what the plan was on their part, but were they just going to have the planet and then use, because planet holds a lot of energy. It is a very powerful planet. And so they actually do want to harvest the planet as well. And this is what the CERN thing is all about. CERN actually does a lot of different things, but it is also has to do with the planetary level of taking the energy, because in Atlantis they couldn't really they didn't secure that the planet for right now, because the planet actually is very smart, and what had happened is actually we have a double core within our planet. So,
Wow.
the inner core is what activated and actually took us out of the matrix. And that's something that all this inorganic consciousness, they really have no access to the information that is source connected. So they, you know, it's just they can. And right now, this is what you will see, like with Cabal and all of that, and all the people, you know. And the reason why, even in some of the spiritual communities that were working for Matrix System, they don't really have, like what you say, a new information, is because they don't have access to that information. They're disconnected from source, so all they have is their stuff and what they do and how they plan to do this or that or that. But their plans, and this is why a lot of times, like ascension didn't happen on time when it's supposed to happen, because the planet had a say in it, and they had no idea what the planet was going to do. It's just like what we had with the hurricane in just a few days back in Mexico. You know, it was supposed to be the biggest hurricane, and they do have the technology to create that. But then the planet does something that is just neutralizes it. And because the planet is on her own path and she's connected to source, and so she's got her own plan. And this is what I talk sometimes about, that, you know, the Anunnaki can have one plan, the Draconians can have another plan, the aliens can have their third plan. It doesn't matter, because the Earth and humans have their own plan.
You know what I really love about, because I listened to you. Actually, I wanted to let you know that when I was listening to you, I think Jeff and Ed, I think's interview, it was awesome. This is one of the best. I love it. So now I have to recall that. I don't know who was saying that. Was this you or Steve? They are invading our dimension, and we can do whatever we wanted to do it. This is something I love that I said. That was so amazing to me.
Yes, they wanted to invade our dimension, and through our spirits, because we're so powerful, we're kicking them out. And this is why we have to do our own spirit healing, because what you do is you just push everything out of your existence. And it's interesting, but they don't have the right to our dimension. We do.
That is fascinating to me. This I can I look, like I said, I was mesmerized by that statement because I said, oh my God, this is the natural law.
Exactly.
So, you know,
And that's what Steve talks about too a lot. And this is why I love holographic kinetics, because from the beginning, once I started to putting together these pieces of knowledge, how we as human beings connected to the planet express our reality, and I've tried to figure it out where and who is actually teaching that. And I came across Steve with holographic kinetics, when I listened to him, I realized, okay, this is Aborigines teaching. This means this is an original Earthlings teaching. This is an expression through spirit, and this is what they know. This is what a lot of original people on the planet know. This is why they're being killed and killed off and put separately from the rest of people, is because they hold a very powerful knowledge about this reality, and they're through all this time, not all the groups, because they got infiltrated and things like that, but many little pockets of Earthlings, the original timeline holders, still held on to this reality. They actually, for all of us people that have been invaded on a personal level, we have to be grateful to them
They were holding the line.
for holding the timeline, the Earth timeline, in human consciousness. Because if they were all would to disappear from the planet, the human collective consciousness would lose all of that.
Information, yes. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
And
Yeah.
now we have to all heal ourselves to the point where we all have the ability and capability to express our reality through spirit. And then we will become one human family, living in harmony with the planet and with all the life on the planet. And when we humans, we have an incredible imagination. Just imagine how incredible life would be if we all live in harmony with our own selves, in harmony with the planet we're on, and in harmony with every life on the planet. That would be an amazing life. And some people are
Absolutely.
looking for heaven on earth. Well, I can say it is heaven on earth, but it's not, because what heaven is, it's the overlay reality. So that overlay reality, when they talk about that they want to have heaven on earth, they want to take our bodies over, and and humanity would be just,
Plug into the astral realm.
just plugged in and have the astral entities live through us and experience physical reality.
So, Lily, what can we say, for instance? I mean, I think that the biggest step what we are dealing right now, the biggest struggle what we are dealing right now is that, you have, these two realities. We have the Earth timeline reality, and then we have the AIE or well, artificial reality or the overlay reality. So, how can we combine and be able to move forward? What is the, I mean, I know we can, do the personal healing. What else can we do here?
Yes, and then we once we we're also have to do good by our brothers and sisters, our rest of our human family. And this is what I'm in part trying to do by talking about it, is say we have to help other human beings, collective levels of humanity, to realize that we have a freedom here to create reality by being the example, you know? So we're gonna step into a collective level healings, meaning we're gonna have talks like this, and we're gonna have to figure out how we can help other people on this planet to heal. And this is why sometimes, you know, triggering somebody's inner knowing is what we can help with. But we can't really, you can't, like I say, I can't teach anybody how to be an earthling, because I can only, you know, with my energy flowing in harmony with the planet and expressing myself, I can only show others, you know, how it is. But this has to be experienced through each individual. So the only thing we can do is ask people to turn inwards, turn into your spirit. And even if there is, you never felt anything, you never felt that spark of source energy within you, you can, and all you knew is mental knowledge. Still, with that mental knowledge, or with your mental body, set the intent. For people need to set the intent to express themselves through spirit. And when people do that, the life will start spinning around, and your life will present you with the abilities to let go of that what is holding you in the matrix system overlay. And sometimes people get a little scared, because some things show up and come up in your life that might be a little scary. And there is a reason why. The scarier it is, the easier it is going to be for you to recognize that that is a
The
program,
challenge.
that is the challenge. It's going to come
Yes.
right into your face. But every time it does, this is your spirit helping you to clear yourself, or to heal yourself of that belief system, or of that, or that, or that, or constantly looking for outside help.
Yes. Yeah, I mean,
So I guess, you know, talking about it and us expressing through spirit will help the rest of humanity to pick up on that. Because as we go, as we move forward, the feeling that I'm getting, you know, there is more going to be chaos and breaking down of this, you know, belief systems, like the
excuse
religious establishments and all stuff. There's going to be more sort of breaking down of that. We need to see that for what it is. It is showing us where the enslavement is coming from, what is happening. And so I do hope, and I do know that humanity is powerful enough and very much capable in taking back our reality. We're going to take back our dimension that's on the planet, this life on the planet, and we're going to become a human family again. Will
Lily,
it take a lot of work?
sorry.
Yes. Yes, we'll have to
Yes,
take a lot of
yeah.
trash out, and first from our own personal blueprints, and then we're going to have to work through on collective levels.
Lillian, this is also, people have to recognize this is not just a weekend seminar or a weekend crash course.
Yeah, it's not.
It's you have to kind of gain the experience. You have to go through this whole thing, and then when you start to kind of break down the programming and everything else, I mean, your life will actually fall apart first
Exactly.
before you, everything else will happen.
Exactly. Yeah. And in fact, when things fall apart like that, I mean, it take that chance as to dig into that, and take it even more apart, and then just put it out of your existence and create new. You are the powerful creator. And creating in harmony with yourself, with, I mean, we are very much capable of doing that. This is, if there's anything that I can tell to humanity, I want to say one thing, that you are more, a lot more powerful than you could even imagine. Because
Lily,
the
I've
power of source is your essence. It is human essence is the source power.
Lily, I would like you because to elaborate on something what I was listening in one of your videos, and you were talking about we are not ascending, we are descending. And I understood because I recalled my own searching for my own or reconnecting with my own spirit. And also what I recognized when I was living in Maine and I moved now to the southern part of the country, the energy is so different, and I could actually recognize the difference how the spirit and the soul acts in a different area.
Yes,
It's
because
almost look like a pole shifting.
It is, because we're moving from perceiving our reality through chakras, which is parallel to Earth, and instead we're going up and down from within, and we're creating up and sort of and downward spirals, and so Earth and Sun, and then human is in the middle, the creator of its existence. So you actually get a whole different perspective on your reality. You perceive your reality in a total different way. And the thing is that with the planet is going through her own healing. So some parts you will see on the planet, you'll go and you will feel the land, and you'll feel that area of the planet, and you will feel the energy, because when you learn how to be in your spirit, there's actually, there's no mental sort of chatter thing to tell you what is what. First communication you get from your spirit is usually through sort of the feeling in the body. And then there is thoughts, but the thought comes after the feeling information, and then this first thought is usually your spirit thought. And then what happens is, a lot of times with our minds, is because we have a lot of that etheric technology installed by invading forces, especially in our pineal, we have a lot of it. And so when it hits that interface, that etheric interface technology, then this is when our brain sort of splits in two opposites, thoughts. So there's going to be this thought, or opposite of that, and it's just going to go back and forth, back and forth. But the spirit expresses this, the original thought, first thought.
Okay. Yeah, makes such a sense. Yeah, look, like I said, that was a pretty amazing when you were talking about, we are not going in, from the first grade or we are not going back to the first grade, but getting back to the body. That was pretty interesting because another question what I would like to ask you is that if the soul is memory, experience, and consciousness, and we are getting the spirit from the earth, does the spirit have a limited what's your question? A limited cycle, or is this unlimited?
The spirit doesn't exist in time the way the soul does,
Okay.
because the spirit is timeless. What creates time is light and frequency, frequency and light, source through frequency and light moving by the power of source, moving through space. That's what creates time. Spirit on its own is timeless because it's everything and it's within everything. So this is like a source energy. That's what spirit. But what happens is when we are gaining where we are born and our spirit, let's say born, it's given to us by the planet, then it's our individual experience. And so this is why through spirit, you can go back to any time point of your existence. So like, you know, you can through spirit go back to past life, previous life. And, you know, I went back as far as 10 million years ago and had a memory because that's your internal organic memory. This is what I call also that organic sort of living light memory that our planet has and we have mm-hmm. it within mm-hmm. us.
Lily, hold on just a question. Wait a second. We have Matt online from Ontario. Matt, are you online?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can. Hi, Matt. Do you have a question
Hello,
for
Matt.
Lily?
Hi. Yes. Yes, I do. I have a question for Lily.
Yes, go for it.
Okay. Lily, I've listened to your videos before, and I just love this information. I've started to try to connect with my spirit and with the planet. And one question that I have that's very important to me is, I've heard that when we die, you know, our souls will be recycled. So we will go through some sort of manipulation so that we are put back into physical bodies so that they can harvest our energy. Now, some people will be not be given this option to be recycled, and some will just go back to source or through, you know, I'm not quite sure how it works, but I just want to know, how do we know when we are truly free? How can we feel comfortable knowing that when we die, we're not going to be manipulated and tricked again?
Good question, Matt.
The only reason why we go to white light when we die is because we have set up that belief for our system, for ourself, for us that we have to go to the light. And through that belief system, our soul will go to the light. And because this is a manipulation of astral levels of overlay reality. But when we do expressed through our spirit, then through our intent through spirit, which is a lot more powerful, we then set up an intent to be in our core. And meaning, and what I've said before, how do you explain that, that your soul stays within the core of your spirit? Because we stay with the planet. That's the only way I can come up with, you know, how to explain this. You just set an intent to stay with the core of the planet. From there, because within that and within your spirit, when you die, you're in a timeless space. So then if your spirit chooses to express itself again back into timeline, then it is all up to you and you're not manipulated. You're free and clear to make your own choices and decisions that your spirit would like to experience. Like some people will reincarnate again through the core of the planet is because they choose to experience something in the existence that's here on this planet. And they are not manipulated into a karma balancing existence, because what happens with the soul when it goes through white light, and you know, we all heard about this, all those beings and everything, that is all a program. This is like being in that, because none of those beings, none of that existence has any biological existence. So it's all like a mental existence. So your soul then gets karma attached to it. And then they tell you, okay, well, you did this or that. And so you're actually controlled through karma program. And this is something that eventually, once humanity realizes that, when we realize what religion is, when we realize what ascension is, and that all of it is a trap for us, And then we are very powerful, like I said, and sometimes just an intent will do the trick.
Is it helpful, Matt?
Does that answer your question?
Yes.
Okay.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Thank you so much, Lily.
Thank you,
Matt.
Thank you for listening to my videos. Thank you.
I love it. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, we can continue, Lily.
Okay.
That was very interesting for me. And I have actually another question for you is that, okay, do you have any experience or did you ever hear from anybody that if our loved one dies and they go into the afterlife and they get trapped, is there any way they can, then we could actually help them from here with our personal healing or whatever, or connection with them, or is this not possible?
It is possible. Our loved ones that have been harvested and that might have to reincarnate into the planet in the future, and then, you know, as the planetary level move forward, because for right now, like you said, there's two realities that are running on this planet right now. We have an astral reality, and so we have that heaven or astral levels attached to the planet still. So the souls that have been harvested that are in that heaven will reincarnate back into the body, and then they will have the choice to come on into Earth's timeline. My mom very recently, she died. And
my father died too, also 2 years ago. This is why I'm asking. Thank you.
So for them, what we can do right now is express Earth timeline. So then our loved ones and those that are connected to us, like we might call it soul family and things like that. So they have sort of like an anchor. We are their anchor.
Oh, that's a good one. Because I was actually sharing with my client yesterday, and I said to him, I said, you know what? I will play a little ninja with my father and go out and kind of talk to him.
Did you?
No, I just, this idea actually came yesterday because I was sharing with him, then, you know, I'm bringing you to the show and we have an incredible, interesting topic. And I said to him, I will talk to you about this. So I will tell you when I start to kind of work with that energy.
Okay. So yes. I think there's going to be a time in the Earth actually has an intent to heal all souls that are here, entrapped in astral levels. Will that happen? I don't know. Will every one of those souls that are that have been harvested will come back and choose Earth timeline? I don't know. You know, it's going to be up to them. But there's a lot of changes in astral timeline because they can't. You know, it's just the Earth is expressing herself right now, and it is very attractive to a lot of astral timeline people that are stuck in astral, because there is people that talk to dead people, and sometimes they will say that, you know, people that are dead in there in astral levels, they're saying something is not right here, something's going on there too. So there is changes that's going on over there too, and
the earthlings are interfering.
yes And the more we express our own spirit, which is the spirit of humanity, the more we express the compassion, the love, the source love, not the synthetic love, but the true love that is very powerful. And then we sort of, to them, to those that are stuck in astral levels, to them, then we become like a sunshine. Because we are full of that energy, that the source love that we are capable of expressing in human body.
Wow.
So it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter where your soul came from. Like, okay. You know, there's a lot of people that are saying, you know, I'm from this planet or I'm from there and have all this soul memories from there. It doesn't matter where you came from. What matters right now is where you're going. And what matters is right now that you have the ability and capability being in human body, even though if you might not have a human soul, you being in a human body, you have a capability and ability to express source love through you.
Mm-hmm.
And
Lily,
this is up to do it or not.
Lily, I'm so sorry. I can't even believe we are running actually the hour. Listen, Listen, I have two questions. Would you be willing to come back if you have an interest in this? I would love to have you back.
Sure, I would love to.
And second, thank you. And second, what I would like you let the listener know, how they can get in touch with you, and you can let them know about your Facebook page.
Okay, I have my YouTube channel where I put my
awesome folks.
my crazy talk on
you are
there.
Doing good, girl.
It's LVIREB. That's my YouTube channel. And then I'm on Facebook, and it's Lily with one L, Earthling Kolosova. It's Kolosova. And I'm just there. I don't have a web page or anything like that because I'm just sharing my experience and my path of self-discovery. And so if that helps anybody, then I am only happy to do so.
Oh, that was awesome, Lily, for the closing. Listen, I really much appreciate and thank you so much. And look, like I said, I am really looking forward to bring you back because there are so much information that could be beneficial to people. And the more they know, it helps more to people. So thank you very much. And good night, everybody. And thank you, Lily.
Thank you, Magdalena. And thank you, everybody, for listening.
Thank you, folks. Good night. Have a good one. Bye-bye.